This is TWiT.
Ellis in Marina Del Rey, California. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hey, Ellis. How you doing?
Leo?
This be he. What can I do for you?
Hello?
Hello!
Is this Leo?
Yes, sir.
A pleasure to talk with you. A long-time listener. You're fabulous.
Thanks for hanging on for so long, Ellis. I appreciate it.
Listen, our question came up. We were listening to you about these drones which take pictures.
Yeah.
And the question is, do you know if there are any air rights established, say, on an individual building or residence?
Isn't that a great question? So it is illegal to do this. The FAA, you can't do it for commercial purposes. You can do it for personal use only. If you were a realtor and you were using a drone to take pictures of a building, that would be illegal. And in fact, Amazon has decided they want to deliver stuff via drones. Maybe you saw this on 60 Minutes. This was not a joke. They really do plan to do this. And they have just applied to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, for the right to do this. It is illegal until the FAA says it's okay. Air rights. Boy, you're going to have to get a lawyer on this one. Air rights, I guess they extend up, but how far do they extend up? Obviously not forever. You wouldn't have commercial air traffic. I believe the FAA regulates it. Once you get into the air, the FAA regulates it. And I do know that the regulations prohibit drones for commercial purposes. And there's even some question about these quadcopters. We have a quadcopter. And we are not allowed, I cannot shoot footage for my quadcopter that I use on a TV show. I can do it for my personal use only.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people have thought about this. I'm an architect, so it would be a benefit for me to take one of these and shoot over.
Perfect example. That's a commercial use.
Yeah. So I'm just curious if they've done any legislating on this yet.
I think they will, because clearly this is changing fast, isn't it? And the FAA might be a little out of date on this. Let me do some research and see what I can find for you. But this is one for the lawyers. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. So I've done a little research, and this is a very hot topic right now. We have one of these AR drone quadcopters. Actually, ours is not a parrot. Ours is another one. It's a really cool quadcopter that you can attach a camera to, and they have a new one that comes with a camera, but you put a GoPro or some similar portable camera on there, and you fly it, and it's so stable, it's so smooth. We've only used it once, right, John? But apparently that use was illegal, and the FAA could fine us $10,000. Whoops. Who knew?
I've used it personally.
Personal use is apparently completely legal. You've flown it 20 hours, says John, and that's a lot because you can only get 15 minutes of charge. But can we use it for our TV? No. Can you use it as an architect? No. Can you use it as a real estate? In fact, the National Association of Realtors is telling realtors, don't, until the FAA clarifies this. Article from July 7th in USA Today points out that the FAA fined a guy named Raphael Parker for flying a drone over the University of Virginia. He was shooting promotional footage for UVA. They caught him and they fined him $10,000. He went to court, and an administrative law judge for the National Traffic Safety Bureau back in March ruled that this FAA ban was not commercially or not legally enforceable. The FAA is appealing. They want it. They're insistent. So the FAA cites privacy concerns, sure, and safety concerns, sure. Those are all reasonable. But what's weird is that they're only banning it for commercial use. So aren't there privacy and safety concerns if, you know, I, as a hobbyist, fly my drone over the neighbor's backyard? I mean, just because I'm non-commercial doesn't mean there aren't concerns. For whatever reason, the FAA, maybe they feel like they can only pursue this if you're doing it for commercial reasons. But if, as our last caller says, I'm an architect, I want to shoot pictures of buildings, can't do it. Not for commercial purposes. You run the risk of a $10,000 fine. Now, because of that court case, you won't have to pay the fine right now. You'll merely get a cease and desist letter from the FAA. Should they prevail in court, you might get a bill. The FAA is looking at new rules, and I suspect that they will come up with rules. But remember, these rules may end up being more draconian. They may say you have to be trained and licensed to fly it, just like a commercial pilot. So this is an interesting question, an unanswered question. But the current rule is it is not legal to fly a drone with a camera on it for commercial purposes. And as I mentioned, Amazon, which wants to do delivery drones, which is also illegal, they've requested FAA permission. Commercial use of drones is basically illegal, period. They sent an FAA letter on Wednesday saying we just want to test them over Amazon property. They've still got a way to go. Amazon's drones are pretty powerful. They can go 50 miles an hour. They can haul up to a 5-pound package. And Amazon says, hey, since about 86% of our packages are less than 5 pounds and most of our deliveries are within a few miles of a fulfillment center, this would be great. I can think of all sorts of problems. You don't want, I mean, maybe in 10 years we'll just go look up in the sky and say, oh, yeah, there goes the Amazon drone. But imagine congestion, the issues of interfering with commercial flight, privacy concerns, safety concerns. What if a drone comes hurtling out of the sky at 50 miles an hour at your head? So this is, it's all a big question mark right now. I would say be careful, don't do it.